Grandpa Jake's Storybook. Ocean Treasures. Courageous Clip.
Are you ready, Tristan?
Grandpa Jake called as he put on his hat and coat.
Coming!
Tristan said, bounding down the stairs.
Oh, good. It's important that we aren't late. Here, let me help you with your scarf and jacket.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Once a week, Grandpa Jake would take Tristan with him to the local library, where he would read stories to a children's book club. Grandpa enjoyed reading stories to the children, and as they'd walk to the library, he would whistle happily. Under his arm, he tucked his special storybook.
What story are you going to read today?
Tristan asked.
Aha, that's my secret,
answered Grandpa Jake with a chuckle.
Grandpa Jake's here,
shouted Troy from inside the library. The children sat down in their places and were quiet as Grandpa walked in.
Hello, children,
exclaimed Grandpa.
It's so quiet in here. What a pleasant surprise.
The children giggled.
Good afternoon, Grandpa Jake,
they all chorused.
And a good afternoon to you as well,
Grandpa Jake said as he hung up his hat and coat.
Today's story is about a friendly crab named Clip,
explained Grandpa.
Shall we begin?
Clip called out to his friends.
I'm so slow compared to the rest of them,
Clip thought to himself.
I never managed to keep up.
I'm sorry,
Camille said, swimming back to Clip.
Let me give you a hand.
She took one of Clip's pincers in her hand and helped him catch up to the others.
Thanks,
Clip said, but he felt a little sad.
My friends have to help me go faster so I can keep up. I must bother them. What good am I as a friend anyway?
Today was the Clownfish Parade. Every year, a school of clownfish would parade near the Kingdom of Shadda. Camille and her friends were headed for the best spot to watch the parade from, Orange Eye Reef. In the front of the parade were clownfish doing stunts. Next was a clownfish band. Following them was a troop of water dancers. And finally, in the back were clownfish pulling seaweed streamers, twisting them through the water into flowing designs.
Oh, it's wonderful,
Camille exclaimed happily.
I wish I could join the parade.
I'd want to join the band,
said old Budder.
We could do stunts,
said Littleton. Shallow tossed Littleton up over his shoulder. He did a flip, came down, and caught himself on Shallow's tail.
And I could learn to make designs with streamers,
Gobi said as he swirled around a piece of seaweed.
We could make our own parade,
Camille said.
We could perform for our families.
Let's go practice,
said Littleton excitedly. As everyone swam off to work on their parade act, Clip sat on the coral reef watching the last of the parade go by.
There's nothing I could do in a parade,
he thought sadly. Then he spotted a little clownfish with a seaweed streamer in her fin, trailing far behind the rest of the parade. She was all tangled up in her seaweed streamer. The streamer was even covering her eyes, so she couldn't see where she was going. Just then, the tangled clownfish collided with the coral, and her streamer caught on a piece of the reef. She pulled and pulled, trying to get free, but couldn't.
Help me, please! Somebody help me! I'm stuck!
She cried. Clip heard her call and wanted to go help her. But then he thought,
I probably couldn't help her anyway, so I shouldn't even try.
But once again he heard the little clownfish call out for help.
I'd better see what I can do.
The little clownfish heard Clip coming.
Can you help me?
I could try,
Clip said.
But I probably wouldn't be able to do much. Maybe I should get someone else to help you.
Please! At least give it a try,
the little fish said as she started to cry.
Oh, please don't cry,
said Clip.
I'll try to help you, but I'm not sure I'm strong enough. What's your name?
Clip asked.
Tinsel,
replied the clownfish.
Tinsel, I'm going to give this coral a good tug and see if I can get you out of here.
Okay,
Tinsel said.
Tell me when to pull.
Clip braced his clips around the coral.
I think I've got it. Okay, 1, 2, 3, pull!
Clip and Tinsel pulled, and after a few tries, the piece of coral came loose.
I'm free, thank you,
said Tinsel gratefully.
Here, let me untangle you from that streamer,
Clip offered. He held one piece of the seaweed streamer while Tinsel wiggled out of it. When she was free, Tinsel gave Clip a big hug.
You're my hero! You rescued me! What's your name?
Clip looked down shyly.
I'm Clip,
he stuttered.
I'm glad I could help.
And what were you doing way out here?
I was watching the parade with some friends,
Clip explained.
But they swam off, and I was still here.
Well, I'm happy you were,
said Tinsel,
because you were able to save me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I better go. I need to get home,
Tinsel said.
Thank you so much, Clip. Bye.
As Clip swam off to find his friends, he felt happier. Now he knew that even though he was small and perhaps couldn't do everything that his friends could do, he could still do some good.
Do you sometimes feel small and helpless, like Clip did?
Grandpa Jake asked.
Yes,
chorused the children.
Sometimes I wish I could be like my big brother,
Derek explained.
He knows how to do so many things, but I feel little and like I can't help.
Well, it takes time to learn things,
explained Grandpa.
But there are many ways in which you can help your mommy and daddy. Can you think of a few?
I help my mom garden,
said Tristan.
Sometimes I wash the car with my daddy,
said Derek.
My mommy lets me help her cook,
said Chantal.
I can help by tidying up the house,
added Troy.
It doesn't matter if you're little or not so good at something. You can still be a help,
said Grandpa Jake.
Goodbye,
called the children as Grandpa Jake and Tristan headed back home.
I think you're the greatest grandpa anyone could have,
Tristan said.
Thank you for all the stories you tell us that we can learn from.
You're very welcome, Tristan,
Grandpa said with a smile.
And you know, I think you're a wonderful grandson.
Moral: it doesn't matter how small you are or whether you think you're good at something or not, you can still do good things to help others.